weekend.
Yeah.
Hey, I started out my weekend wonderfully.
Oh, yeah? How so?
I divorced my old lady.
Oh, yeah? You got a divorce?
Well, we got a legal separation. It becomes a divorce in a year.
All right. Happy divorce to you. Happy divorce to you. You're now free to hop on the guy. Happy divorce to you.
Hey, man. It feels really neat, man.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, 110 pounds of dead weight severed.
Yeah, buddy. You a free man.
Yeah.
How you going to celebrate?
How am I going to celebrate?
Yeah.
Well, I celebrated on Saturday, but I didn't get to hobble the guy with her.
What do you mean? It was the first girl you've taken out since your wife?
Right.
And you didn't close on that thing?
I tried. I think I lost my touch in the 4 years I was married, man.
Buddy, how could that happen?
How could that happen?
You spent all that time, all that money. You probably took her out to dinner.
Took her out to a show.
Oh, God!
And I plied her with alcohol and tried to seduce her, but she just passed out.
She passed out?
Yeah.
Well, you should... That's hey. What the hey?
What the hey? You know, I just don't work that way.
She passed out? You mean she was unconscious?
Right. I gotta have a little participation from them, you know?
Yeah, I do, buddy. You see, it's not easy being a man. You work hard. You line up the evening. You splatter yourself with aqua velva. All day long, you're thinking about the date. Sure, hobble-doggy isn't the only reason you take people out, but let's face it, it's a nice end to a nice night. You know, you think about it all day long. Even change the sheets, empty all the ashtrays, vacuum up, shrub up, shrivel, take a nap, get up, get down, just so you're fresh. Wash the dishes for the first time in 3 weeks. And then, after all the expense, just so you ain't late picking that thing up, you drive there an hour early, drive around the block for 45 minutes. Spray your mouth with Banaca. Take her out, laugh at her jokes. Spend big bucks for a show, big bucks for dinner, big bucks for drinks, and then it's Rosie Palmer! Come on! And that's not unique to that guy just because he was a member of the bourgeois. Hey, that used to happen to me. Well, of course, now I'm with the loop-de-loo, so I got me a regular source of energy. Oh, boy. But, you know, hey, in the times that I've been alone, it happened to me, too. Even with the yacht and everything, I have gone to great expense taking people on cruises. Having the light just been right, the moonlight, the stars shining only for us, my dear. Come into my arms. The whole day she's been eating and drinking. And then when it comes down to closing on that thing, well, I guess I better be running along. Say what? Oh, God. I had this one. Turned me down the first time. It got to be a challenge. After all, I didn't even care if I'd hop with the gee. I was just wondering, what is it with me, you know? I mean, hey, I ain't a bad-looking guy. I mean, she's got her needs. Like, we're animals, let's face it. I mean, we could go out 3 or 4 times for propriety's sake, but you'd think around the 5th or 6th date, there would be a little hobbled with gee. Finally, I just figured, well, this is it. This is it! I called him my buddy. He's got a cabin in the mountains. I arranged to have that cabin in the mountains. I checked with a meteorologist, this buddy of mine, make sure the weather was going to be perfect. It was a full moon. After the drive up there, a big meal that I personally cooked. Candlelight and wine. We're sitting there on the balcony. The moon is shining bright. The stars. There's nobody else around for miles. This is it. I knew I was home free. I turned to her hungrily. We'd been out 10 times, so there was no one that could accuse her of being easy. I went to kiss her hungrily. The hydraulics were pounding. I could hardly blink my eyes. And she says, no, I can't. I said, why not? She said, well, I've got gonorrhea. I said, oh, God. I said, well, you know, by this time I was determined. I said, well, you know, you could squeal. She said, no, I got diarrhea. I said, ah!
I said, well, you know, there is something else. She said, no, I got pyorrhea. I said, well, for crying out loud, I'll drive you home. I got a Carmen gear. This is awful. To this day, I don't believe it.